Hey guys, it's Gabriel Brown here with another installation to my podcast of how credit made my imaginations come true. I've been doing a series of podcasts on business launch strategies. And I want to talk to you now about the Better Business Bureau. Yes, the Better Business Bureau. Our office has been a member of the Better Business Bureau for now, I guess about 12 years. And I want to talk about some of the pros and cons of getting accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Now, let's talk about the cons first. I'm not sure what state you're in, but in the state of Nevada, and Las Vegas in particular, it's about $400 to be accredited by the Better Business Bureau. And essentially, the accreditation is the Better Business Bureau kind of taking a deeper review of your business, your website, your licensing, your contracts, your cost for services, you know, just a deep overview of your business, and they check to see if you're compliant with the, you know, the city laws, the state laws, the federal laws, based on, you know, what they believe you need to be compliant. And it's pretty good because, you know, many people will check with the Better Business Bureau and find out, you know, what kind of rating you have. And if you're accredited by the Better Business Bureau, they kind of highlight you when you're listing, your business listing by the Better Business Bureau is posted. They do highlight saying, hey, you are an accredited business. And this kind of is not like their endorsement of utilizing you, to the general public, but it is just them saying that they have had a chance to review your business and they believe, based on what they reviewed, that an accreditation is something that they can promote for your specific business. Now, one of the cons of the Better Business Bureau, you know, is that cost. I mean, that $400, $500, whatever it is, you know, can be a hefty yearly cost. Okay, you don't just pay it one time and you're done. You have to pay that every year. Okay, so that's one of the cons. You know, the pro is, hey, the Better Business Bureau has given you somewhat of a stamp of approval with the accreditation. But the con is it costs quite a bit of money to be a member. It's actually more than the Chamber of Commerce, a local Chamber of Commerce, would charge you. Now, one thing also the accreditation comes with is a standard of operating procedure if you get a complaint from a customer. Okay, so you have to respond within 10 days of, you know, the Better Business Bureau getting the complaint. And the Better Business Bureau holds you to a higher standard of trying to resolve the issues that you may have with customers or a customer to the benefit of the customer. Meaning, you know, just do what you have to do to make the customer happy. Okay? And that's pretty cool. But, you know, you can find that customers will utilize the Better Business Bureau in a way of trying to strong arm you into making them happy. Okay. One thing that I like to do, you know, I like to show proof to the Better Business Bureau by uploading documents to, you know, prove your point, to drive home your point. And then I like to try not to share too much information in response to the customer, especially confidential information. Okay, I mean, sometimes you can get so emotionally charged by someone speaking ill of you in the public domain that you actually forget that, hey, you know, there's certain things I may not need to share about the relationship or the services I provided for the customer. And if you forget that just because you're emotional and want to try to prove your point that the customer is defaming you or embellishing the story or their review of what happened in their favor and not honestly interpreting what happened in the public domain. So be careful that you don't get carried away with the details that you're responding or in your response to the customer. Now, one thing I like to do, and this is a tip that I think will go really far with you with the Better Business Bureau, especially if you're accredited, is I like to drive over to the Better Business Bureau's office and take the file and speak with the representative at the Better Business Bureau and show them the file. And this way they get a firsthand review of what you're going to say online, but maybe some of the details that you're going to leave out. They understand why you left it out, but they also are aware of it. So since we've been in business for 15 years, we've had about, I say, maybe a handful of Better Business Bureau complaints. And I always drive the file over to the Better Business Bureau and show them, and they're always shocked at the level of details that we have as far as the relationship we've had with the customer. But more importantly, they're always shocked that the customers, sometimes I don't want to say it in a, you know, way like I'm pointing the finger at the customers, but the Better Business Bureau say, wow, these customers are just out and out not telling the truth about what happened on their file. So after doing this four or five times, and the Better Business Bureau then starts to know you, and they know that you're going to show up with the file and prove the customer may have misinterpreted the relationship you had with them, but more importantly, you end up having a deeper trust with the Better Business Bureau office staff and the people that are in position there that review your file. And because when they see this happening, where your customers are out and out just not telling all the truth, it really goes a long way that you took the time to go and show them that, okay? I can't stress enough how just this little added step shows the Better Business Bureau how serious you are about your services and how you're really providing value to your customers and how they now can speak around the office about, hey, we've never had someone come over with the file and prove to us a customer got a great value from their service. And so this will go a long ways. So take the added step of documenting, keeping good records, and then proving to the Better Business Bureau that you did do good work for your customer. And then rein yourself back as much as you can and not try to divulge all of what you've done for a customer, especially if there's some confidentiality that you should maintain about the services. All right, so that's my podcast for today. Go forth and be prosperous, you know, more so this year than you did last year. And I look forward to speaking with you on the next podcast.